Welcome to Shomach Shavuot and Daf. Shir sponsor Luinishmas Rabbi Akashalom Leavas Yitzchok. We're holding a human Daf in base. The Gemara in Mudalev, towards the top of the page, speaks about a discussion regarding one of the ribbons. What size were the ribbon? Or says the Gemara, what are we talking about? The beginning of the Gemara says we talk about Pora Adumo. Then the Gemara says, no, we're talking about the ribbon of Seir Mishnalech. Says the Gemara, that day that discussion happened, we Nach Nafshe de Rav Yerbakisi. Rav Yerbakisi was Nifter. And in order to remember that we're talking about Seir Mishtalech, we had a simon. The simon is that Rabbi Bekisi Mechaper Kesir Mishtalech. The same way Seir Mishtalech brings Kapara, also the Ptira of Rabbi Bekisi brings Kapara, because Misat Tzadik Mechaperis. When a Tzadik is Nifter, that brings Kapara. And that is a right, that's a simon that we spoke about Seir Mishtalech and not about Pora Adumo, because Seir Mishtalech is a Kapara like Misat Tzadik. As the Torah is showing him right here, but why is that a raya? Pora Aduma is also a kapara like Misa Tzadikim. As the Gemara and where it caught in Daf Kavche says, that the reason why the Misa Miriam is written next to Pora Aduma is to teach us that the same way Pora Aduma is a kapara, also Misa Tzadikim is a kapara. So Pora Aduma is compared to Misa Tzadikim, the same way Seir Mishtalech is compared to Misa Tzadikim. So what's the simon that I know that our discussion is Seir Mishtalech and not Pora Aduma? Answer the Torah is showing that although Pora Aduma does bring Kapara, but the main purpose of Pora Aduma is for Tahara, and the Kapara just comes mimela, just comes automatically. So therefore, it's not Mamisha Kapara like Seir Mishtalech. To explain this a little bit more, we'll start with the fact that the Gemara in the beginning of our Masechta, the base of Mudalef, says clearly that Pora Aduma is not a Kapara. The Gemara wants to say that the word Lechaper speaks of Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara, obviously, Lechaper is Yom Kippur and not Pora, because Pora lav bas kapari. Pora is not for kapara. So that one can ask, how can you explain the Gemara in Moed Katan that says Pora Aduma brings kapara with the Gemara in Yumadav Beis that says Pora Aduma is not a kapara? But maybe one could suggest the following answer based on two Maharals. There's a Maharal in Guraya in Chumash Bamidbar that explains what's the reason that Misa Tzadikim Mechaper is like Pora Aduma. Says the Maharal, the same way Pora Aduma, you have to burn it to the ground. Has to be Afer Pora Aduma, has to be ashes. You burn the existence, that brings Kapara. Also, Tzadikim, when they die, when they're Nifter, and the body is dead, the Neshama goes up to Shemaim, you have over here the physical existence goes away, that brings Kapara. So that's the comparison of Mitzvah Tzadikim to Pora Aduma, that's what the Guraria says. The Maharal Chidush HaGodes, and then the Menoches, says something else. The Gemara in the end of Menoches says that Gavriel Sarah Godel, the Malach Gavriel, what does he do in Shemayim? He is Makriv Karbonis, he's doing Karbonis in Shemayim. Says the Taisis, which Karbonis are we talking about? We talk about the Neshomas of Tzadikim. Says the Maharal in Chidush HaGodes, what does it mean, Neshomas of Tzadikim? It means when a Tzadik is Nifter, so then his Neshoma goes up to Shemayim. And the Hakrova that we have, he gets very close to Hashem. When a Tzadik gets very close to Hashem, he elevates with him the entire world. And the entire world gets close to Hashem. And that's what it means. The Olam Chozer L'Shorsho. The world goes back to the original state when it's close to Hashem. These two explanations of the Maharal seem to be two different explanations. One explanation is that you have to remove the physical world. You have to destroy what you see in front of us. Then you're close to Hashem. The other explanation is that the world, the way it is, can elevate to connect to Hashem. Seemingly, that's the difference between Pora Adumo and Seir Mishtalech. Pora Aduma, as the Maharal says, you have to burn it to the ground. Pora Aduma is something that in this world we can't comprehend. It's above us, beyond us. Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti ech kamo v'yirichoy k'yimeni. Pora Aduma comes from a tahara above Tumas Meis, something beyond us. The Reb Tzadik HaKoyen on Pritzadik and Parshas Maaseh says on this Gemara that we can have in our daf, the Gemara continues to say, the Pora could be shechted by a zar, but it needs to be a lozor v'chukah. A lozor has to see the Shechita of Pora Aduma. Says the Tzadik, why? In order to bring the Shefa, that bring this big Tahara of Pora Aduma, you must have a Koyin to draw that. It's too high above us to connect to it directly. So Pora Aduma is beyond us. That's a Kapara beyond this world. You need to, so to speak, destroy the world to get to that Kapara. But Seir Mishtalech is a Kapara that comes down to the world. As the Mefarsh already bring, the Chidor points it out, we already know that it's Sumo Yishul Yoy Mechaper. Yom Kippur has Kapara, it's all right. I don't need Seir Mishtalech for the Kapara. So why do I have Seir Mishtalech? Seir Mishtalech is to present it here to the world. By doing the Siyam Mishtalach, then the ribbon turned from red to white. As the Ramban explains in Chumash, Siyam Mishtalach is you taking all the various of Klal Yisrael and giving it to the Sotam, telling the Sotam take it. Meaning that Am Yisrael with his chusim, with the mitzvahs, goes into base of Mikdash, the Kodesh Kadoshim, and the Averis are thrown out, and that's what we demonstrate with Siyam Mishtalach. Siyam Mishtalach is the demonstration of the Kapara. The Kapara is down here in this world in a clear way. So Yimele could be like this. Para Aduma is a type of Kapara which is not in this world. It's beyond the world. As the Torah the Shalim says, Para Aduma is Tahara. And Yimele is Kapara because it destroys the world. Destroys the physical existence. That's one type of Kapara. But it's not the main Kapara. That's why the Gemara in Yuma tells us it's not a real Kapara, the Para Aduma. The Mitzvah Tzadikim that we're talking about in our Gemara is a Kapara that's revealed in this world. That's what's compared to Seir Mishtaleach. Not the Para Aduma. Siyam Mishtalach is the revelation of this world of the Kapara. That's a much greater revelation of Kapara than a Kapara which belongs up there, which we can really touch and comprehend. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.